I truly treasure this opportunity.
我在主面前寻求呢，主似乎把我在工作上的一些经历呢放在我的心中。
As I seek before the Lord seems to have put some of my experience related to working in my heart.
所以呢，我就会给弟兄姊妹呢分享到我在这八九年的时间在主面前在工作上学的功课。
So I want to share with brothers and sisters for the past 8 to 9 years my experience related to working.
我最近呢，我女儿呢，她有一个这个叫做一分钱的工程。
Recently, my daughter has this project called a penny project.
她就是讲到这个小女孩若是有八岁的话，像我女儿那样。
It talks about if a little girl like my daughter who's 8 years old.
她需要去。 找到这个一分钱的这样的硬币。
She has to go find pennies.
从2001年到2008年呢，他们这个硬币上都有一个年代啊，都要找出来。
So from 2001 to 2008, you have to find these coins with this, the years on them.
然后呢，把这个呢排好。
And then to line them up.
那然后呢，有两项他要做的。
And then there are two things that she needs to do.
那每一年呢，她要把她这一年中最大的事呢找出来。
And then every year she has to find the biggest event for that year.
那另一个呢，就是要把她这个知道的世界上最大的事呢那一年的事情也拿出来。
And then she also has to find out the biggest event, biggest global event that year.
我就想到我自己的经历啊，似乎也有类似的情形。
And then I thought, my personal experience are similar.
当然我不可能有时间呢，一年一年的给大家讲我的经历。
Of course, I don't have the opportunity to share with you year for each individual year.
所以呢，请弟兄姊妹原谅呢，我会提到我自己的很多的经历。
So please forgive me as I mention many of my personal experiences.
那我会把它呢分成三个阶段。
And I would group them into three phases.
那在主在我身上呢，我觉得弟兄姊妹或许有不同的地方。
So I feel brothers and sisters are all different, but on me.
主呢似乎是用常常用他的话和他的一些诗歌来带领我前面的路。
But the Lord often uses His own words and also to use hymns to guide me.
所以我讲到我经历的时候呢，或许有我的经历。
So as I talk about my experience, I will talk about those experiences.
有些神给我特别感动我的那个时候的诗歌。
And also some of the hymns that especially touched me at those times.
有些呢是神那时候特别把一些的和诗歌有关的话，或者是就是神的话呢，放在我的心中。
And also, sometimes the Lord would put His words, especially those that are related to the Psalms, to the hymns, and those words He would put in my heart.
所以我的这个呢，是三个阶段，然后呢，我会讲到我的经历、诗歌和神的话。So
I want to talk about these three phases, and then I want to talk about my experience, God's word, and the hymns.
我们开始之前还是我们读两处的经文。
Before we begin, let us read two passages from the scripture.
第一处呢，在罗马书的第八章第32节。
The first is Romans chapter 8 verse 32.
我们找到我们可以一起来读。
Let's read it together.
罗马书第八章的第32节这一节，我们一起来，神既不爱惜自己的儿子。 为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
Romans chapter 8 verse 32. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things?
第二处在诗篇第32篇。
The second passage is Psalm 32.
诗篇第32篇第7节。
Psalm 32, verse 7.
好，这一节，我们一起来。你是我藏身之处，你必保佑我脱离苦难，以得救的乐歌四面环绕我。Psalm
32, verse 7. You are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with songs of deliverance.
好，我们一起有点祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayer.
主，我们何等感谢你给我们这样众圣徒一同交通的机会。
Lord, how thankful we are that you give us this opportunity for all saints to have fellowship together.
主，我们实在是知道你让我们主啊更多的认识和经历你的心，主实在是比我们还要迫切。
Lord, we know that you have a heart that wants us to experience you even more than we do.
主啊，你就啊，我们实在是求你就救到用到孩子这样一点卑微的经历。
Lord, I pray that you will use my humble experiences.
主啊，我们真是求你自己能够让我们看到主你是何等伟大的神。
Lord, we ask that you show us yourself how, what a great God you are.
主啊，你是何等信实、慈爱、良善。
How faithful and loving and kind you are.
主，我们真是把这段时间交在你的手中。
We give the following time into your hand.
主，愿你的圣灵在我们当中做奇妙的工作。
May your Holy Spirit do wonderful work among us.
让我们进入你一切的真理。
So that we may enter into your truth.
让我们在主里面一起的向前。
Lord, so that together we can move forward.
把感谢、赞美、敬拜都归给你。
We give you thanksgiving and worship.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 感谢主啊！我想到这次的交通。
Thank the Lord as I think of this fellowship today.
啊，我就想到呢，我在早年的时候呢，和弟兄姊妹有一次交通到一本书。
I remembered in earlier years I have had fellowship with you about a book.
他讲到我们这个基督徒的一生呢，就像一首诗歌一样。
It talks about how as a Christian our life is like a hymn.
我们一般的诗歌呢，要是一个美的诗歌呢，它会有高昂的时候，有低沉的时候。
And as any beautiful hymn, there are high notes and low notes in a hymn.
所以我们的人生呢，我们有时候也会经过一些比较高昂、比较顺利的时候。
And as our life, we would go through high points where everything is very smooth.
那有时候呢，我们会经历低谷啊，甚至有时候是死荫的幽谷的时候。
And sometimes we would go through valleys and even valleys of death.
这正像有诗歌，像神的诗歌呢，它的目的就是要来能够感谢赞美，能够让我们能够对神有更深的了解。
But just like the hymn, the purpose is to praise and thank him.
我们这一生作为一个诗歌，在神的面前，就是最终呢，就是要来向神献上我们的感谢、赞美和敬拜。
And our life, just like a hymn, its ultimate purpose is to be able to give him our thanks and praises.
让神在我们身上的目的能得到满足。
So that God's purpose on us can be fulfilled.
在我工作的经历上，我第一个阶段呢，是我讲到是要认识和经历神的看顾、供应和祝福。
The first phase of my experience in related to work, I want to talk about how to know, experience the care, the provision, and the blessings of God.
那个时候呢，我是在德克萨斯那边工作。
At that time, I was working in Texas.
那个时候呢，实在是我第一个工作呢，在美国的第一个工作是非常的紧张，压力非常大。
It was my first job here in the U.S., and there was a tremendous amount of pressure.
我觉得那时候呢，主就给我在起初的时候学一个功课。
But I felt like the Lord had taught me a lesson from the very beginning.
我们知道在以弗所书第六章第五到八节。
We know that in Ephesians chapter 6, from verse 5 to 8.
我给大家读一下就好。
I will read it to you.
你们做仆人的要惧怕战惊。用诚实的心听从你们肉身的主人，好像听从基督一般，不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，要像基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意，甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不像服侍人，因为晓得个人所行的善事，不论是为奴的，是自主的，都必按所行的得主的赏赐。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 5 through 8. Slaves, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in the sincerity of your heart, as to Christ, not by way of eye service as men pleasers, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will render service, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatever good thing each one does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether slave or free.
我们知道呢，我们在世上工作并不是做奴仆。
We know that as we work in this world, we are not slaves.
但是呢，这句话呢，是讲到神要我们在地上做一切服事的工作的一个心态。
But these verses talk about the attitude that we should have as we do all services in this world.
所以主在起初的时候让我学习的功课就是要不要看这个老板的脸色。
So the lesson that the Lord wanted me to learn from the very beginning is to not watch the face of my boss.
我们要知道我们做事情呢。 真正是来服侍主。
We need to know that what we do, it is to truly serve the Lord.
所以呢，在那个时候呢，那个工作环境很难的时候呢，主就让我在这其中呢，能够得解脱。
So when the environment at the workplace was very difficult, the Lord was able to free me.
另一点我学习呢，就是要把主的事情呢放在第一位。
And the other thing I learned was to have to place the matters of the Lord in a priority.
那时候呢，工作压力很大了，有很多的这个我们的同事呢就离开公司。
Because the pressure at workplace was so great that many people left the work, left the job.
有些呢就被解雇。
Some of them were laid off.
那时候呢，我就主就给我一个心智，就是说，我们一定要勤勉的追求主。
And the Lord at that time gave me a heart that I have to pursue the Lord.
所以我记得那时候呢，工作越苦的时候呢，我就心里就是越渴慕来聚会。
So I found that the more bitter, the more difficult the work was, the more I desire to come to meetings and gatherings.
所以我们那时候我记得是有在我们工作单位附近，我们自发的有不同公司的弟兄姊妹在一起的聚会，是在礼拜二。
I remember at that time on Tuesdays there was a gathering that were initiated just by people from different workplaces.
所以我们礼拜二的时候呢，我们就拿着我们的午饭，在一个图书馆，我们一起聚集，有一个小时的时间。
So on Tuesdays we would all bring our lunch and at a public library have 1 hour of time to be together.
我们礼拜三呢有祷聚啊教会的祷告聚会。
And then on Wednesdays there's a church prayer meeting.
那么礼拜五呢有读经的聚会。
And then on Friday there's Bible study.
那礼拜天呢有主日。
And then Sunday there's Sunday worship.
我们还有其他的时候也有礼拜六也有。
And then on certain Saturdays, we also have regular gatherings.
那时候我就经历神的一个恩典，就是我们在忙的时候呢，我们去参加这些，积极参加这些聚会的时候。
So at that time, I had this grace from the Lord that as we are, even though we were very busy, we actively went to all these meetings.
神就祝福我们这有限的时间。
So the Lord blessed our limited time.
他们让我和其他同事的关系和老板的关系非常的协调。
And he allowed me to have this very good relationship with my colleagues and my bosses.
让我的这些项目做得非常的顺利。
So that my projects were going very smoothly.
像我们上个礼拜五弟兄姊妹查经的时候，交通到这个五饼二鱼的原则。
So just as we shared at last Friday's Bible study, the principle of the 5 bread and 2 fishes.
五饼二鱼是从我们当中拿来。
The 5 bread and 2 fish came from us.
但是主耶稣一祝福。 递给大家，这个五饼二鱼就能够供应许多的人。
But once Lord Jesus blessed it, these 5 bread and 2 fish can provide for all people.
所以呢，在那个时候呢，我就经历神在我时间上来祝福我。
So at that time, I experienced how the Lord blessed me in time.
所以呢，在这个一年，我起初一年的工作的时间。
So in the first year of my job.
在最困难的时候呢，主让我有提升了2次。
So during this most difficult time, the Lord gave me 2 promotions.
这实在是神的恩典。
It truly was God's grace.
我在那个时候呢，就有一首的诗呢，首先进到我里面。
And then at that time, there was this psalm that entered into me.
所以我第一段阶段，好多时候是主把一个我们常唱的或者是一首诗呢，进到我的里面，然后当然有圣经的根据。
And at that time, and early on, the Lord would have this hymn that He would put into my heart.
我想到我第三阶段，常常是主先给我话啊。 然后再有诗歌。
But in the third phase, the Lord would often first give me the words and then give me the hymn.
那时候呢，主给我的一首特别喜，我喜欢唱那首的诗，那首的诗歌呢，就是在诗篇的十六篇第五到第六节和十一节。
At that time, the hymn that I like to sing came from Psalm 16, verse 5 and 6.
他这里讲到，耶和华是我的产业。
It says that the Lord is the portion of my inheritance.
是我杯中的份，我所得的，你为我持守。
And the Lord is the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You support my lot.
用神量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。
The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Indeed, my heritage is beautiful to me.
第十一节呢？同一章第十一节说：“你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。”
Verse 11 of the first of the same psalm says, "You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever."
这首诗歌那是一个英文的诗歌。
This hymn is an English hymn.
我想有些我们中当中的年轻人或许都会唱。
I think many of the young people among us know how to sing this.
它是这样讲。
It says,
"The Lord is my portion and my inheritance. The Lord is my cup and my lot. I'm standing in the boundaries of all His pleasantness." My heritage is beautiful to me. I will bless you, O Lord. You have consoled me. In thy presence is fullness of joy. I'm standing in the boundaries of all his pleasantness. My heritage is beautiful to me.这是个英文的歌了。
This is an English song.
那个中文呢，就是刚才我们读的这个经文。
And the Chinese is the verse that we just read.
我第一次体会到，在神在地上的祝福啊，让我们能够经历神他自己的丰富。
So the first time I experienced that the blessings of the Lord in this world, through the blessings of the Lord in this world, we can experience Him.
然后到第二阶段呢，我就在工作上有经常有难处。
And then in the second phase, I would often encounter problems at work.
有时候是这个很紧的这种 deadline, 很紧的这个要把东西拿出来。
And sometimes it is a very tight deadline.
所以那时候呢，有一个诗歌呢进到我的里面。
And then at that time, another hymn entered into my heart.
那这个诗歌呢是在实际上是讲到在箴言的十八章十节。
And the hymn comes from Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10.
箴言的十八章第十节。
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10.
他这里讲到，耶和华的名是坚固台，一人奔入便得安稳。
It says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower; the righteous runs into it and is safe.
那我们知道呢，这里讲到主是我们的依靠。
Here we know that it says the Lord is our dependence.
当我们在工作上有难处的时候，我们往哪里去寻找帮助？
When we have difficulties at work, where do we go seek help?
当我们去积极的聚会的时候呢，这就是一个图画，我们就奔入耶和华他给我们提供的坚固台。
And it is like a picture. When we go to these gatherings, it is like we are running into His tower.
他这里讲到一人奔入便得安稳。
It says that the righteous runs into it and is safe.
但是我们知道我们自己并不是义人。
But we know that we are not righteous.
我觉得主给我那时候有一个学习，就是我们知道我们自己没有办法在神面前称义。
I think at that time the Lord gave me a lesson, which is that we cannot be called righteous on our own.
我们之所以是义人，可以奔入求神的帮助呢，是因为我们得主宝血的洁净。
The reason why we can be the righteous one running into it and is safe is because of the precious blood of Jesus.
我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
That our salvation is free and it is also because of faith.
所以那时候呢，我就特别的感觉到神在各个方面帮助我。
So at that time, I especially felt that the Lord was helping me in all regards.
那个诗呢，大家好像年轻人应该都会唱。
I think this hymn many young people also know how to sing.
他讲到, The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. 所以主就让我呢在那个时候学习来依靠主。
So at that time, the Lord allowed me to learn the lesson of relying on Him.
让我能够在主里面有一个好的根基。
So that in the Lord, I can have a good foundation.
然后主觉得时候到了。
And then when the Lord thought the time was right.
在2002年的9月份呢，我就被解雇下来。
And then in September of 2002, I was laid off.
啊，在因为大家都知道，在2001年的那时候有传了安然这个丑闻。
Everybody knows that in 2001 there was the Enron scandal.
啊，那个呢就影响到紧接着一年之内呢，有很多的这种能源公司呢都陷入破产和困境。
And because of that, in the next year, many energy companies went into bankruptcy.
所以那一年呢，我就在那个好像平顺的时候呢，就兴起一个环境啊，我就失去了工作。
And at that time, when it seemed like the environment was good, the Lord raised up the situation where I lost my job.
那个时候呢，我记得那个时期啊，在薄饼聚会中啊，我就心里就想点一首歌。
And at that time, during the breaking of the bread, I always want to sing a song.
有点那个这个歌不见得是很自然能够点起来的。
And this hymn is not a natural one to pick.
It's counterintuitive.
It's counterintuitive.
这首诗呢，就是讲到诗篇100篇第4到5节。
It comes from Psalm 100, verse 4 and 5.
诗篇100篇4到5节，我给大家读。
I will read it to you.
当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他。 称颂他的名，因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。For
the Lord is good. I'm sorry. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name. For the Lord is good; his loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations.
I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. 所以这首诗呢，就是我们刚才读的。
And this hymn comes from the verses that we just read.
所以在我们剥饼的时候呢，我就感觉到这个失业和我们对主的敬拜没有直接的关系。
So at that time, I felt that losing one's job and our worship to the Lord are not directly connected.
因为我们的主爱我们，他就会给我们预备一些环境。
Because our Lord loves us, so that He would prepare some environment for us.
常常这个环境背后有主的大爱。
And often behind these circumstances, there is the great love of God.
所以呢，我们我在主面前呢，还有弟兄姊妹也扶持我啊，在祷告上纪念我们啊，这个呢。 两个月的时间呢，我就找到新的工作。So
through the support and encouragement of brothers and sisters and their prayers, in 2 months' time, I was able to find a new job.
找到工作以后呢，有个诗歌，主就赐给我。And
after I found this new job, there's this another hymn that the Lord had given me.
这个呢，没有，好像没有找到经文。And
this one, there's I couldn't find the verse.
因为这些诗歌呢，我以前的那个阶段，我就把它。 按照这个次序都标下来，所以呢，我可以拿到我当时的这个感受。
So these hymns, I put them, I noted them at the time. So now I can go back to see how I felt.
啊，这首诗歌这年轻弟兄姊妹都可以唱。
This hymn, I think young people all know how to sing.
的名字叫 I Stand in Awe.
The name is I Stand in Awe.
You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words. Too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depths of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. 啊，这个中文就是说的，你的美丽超越我口所能述，无语能述你伟大。无心能揣摩你的奇妙，是眼未见，耳未曾闻。谁能揣测你智慧的无量？谁能测度你爱的深广？你的美丽超越我口能述，庄严登宝座。我震惊侍立你脚前，我侍立在你脚前，圣洁的神，赞美归你，我愿常在你前。所以呢，主就借着这个工作失去，然后再得着呢，让我经历他的丰盛的供应。
So through losing the job and then finding a new job, Lord, allow me to experience the abundance of His provision.
主给我让我认识有一点非常重要的一点。
The Lord allow me to see a very important point.
就是什么叫蒙耶和华的恩惠。
And that is, what does it mean to gain favor in the eyes of the Lord?
所以我们知道呢，我们工作上无论是升迁还是难处啊，无论是失业或者找到工作，我们基督徒应该有的一个态度。
So we know that as Christians, we should have an attitude whether we are losing our jobs or finding new ones or getting promotions.
这在实际上我们有时间，我们要实际上在大家可以记下来，在创世纪39章第21节这里讲到约瑟的时候。
In Genesis chapter 31 verse 21, where it talks about Joseph.
约瑟的时候呢，那里边呢，他约瑟顺利的原因有三个原因。
And there, the reason why Joseph was able to have the smooth path had three reasons.
第一个就是神的同在。
The first is the presence of the Lord.
第二个呢，就是这里讲到就是神给他怜悯。
And the second is what we talk about here, which is the Lord extended mercy to him.
第三个呢，就是让约瑟在人面前蒙恩。
And the third is that the Lord gave him favor before men.
所以呢，我这一点我对我自己非常大的帮助。
So this was a great help for me.
当我们得到好处的时候，在老板或者在同事面前，我们有好的关系，这是我们蒙了耶和华的恩惠。
That when we have a good relationship with our colleagues and our bosses, that is when we have received grace from God.
所以第一阶段我总结起来，我就是在我就是讲到神让我借着顺境和逆境来经历他自己的恩典和怜悯。
So the first phase, to summarize, the Lord through good and bad times allow me to experience His grace.
让我们尝尝主恩的滋味。
To allow me to experience His grace and mercy so that we can taste His grace.
便知道他是美善。
To know that He is good.
那第二阶段呢，因为时间关系，第二阶段呢是讲到我要认识和经历神的管教和神的规正。
The second period, the second phase is to know and to experience the disciplining and the correction, the guidance from the Lord.
在希伯来书呢，第12章第5到6节。
In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5 to 6,
这里讲到, 你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话, 说我儿, 你不可轻看主的管教, 被他责备的时候, 也不可灰心, 因为主所爱的, 他必管教, 有鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5 and 6, And you have forgotten the exhortation which is addressed to you as sons. My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by him. For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives.
所以我记得那有一段的时间，我那时候在马里兰工作。
So I remember for a period of time, I was working in Maryland.
那时候我要决定到底我们的家要安在 德克萨斯还是马里兰，还是主有其他的安排。
So at that time, I had to decide whether our home was going to be settled in Maryland or Texas, or if the Lord has another guidance.
因为我觉得我那时候的光景，在神的面前的光景不好。
So because I felt at that time that my state before the Lord was not good.
就没有认真的来寻求主。
So I did not carefully seek before the Lord.
所以呢，我那时候呢就偏行己意，去争取了。 有七个interview的机会。
So at that time, I went according to my own will and had seven interview opportunities.
那这七次面试的机会呢, 主就用他的手来管教我。
So then through those seven interviews, the Lord disciplined me with his hand.
有一次呢, 就是到北卡那边去面试。
The one time, I was going to North Carolina for an interview.
那时候呢, 离开之前呢，说是天气不好。
And before I left, the weather was not good.
我没有寻求神要不要我去，我就没有问题，去吧。
And I did not seek whether or not the Lord wants me to go, so then I just said, no problem, I'll go.
飞机呢，下来以后呢，一出机场啊，大雪封门。
And as soon as the plane landed and I got out of the airport, there was snow everywhere.
竟然那个地方几十年不见的，那个时候下了一场几十年不见的大雪。
And North Carolina had this snowstorm that they have not seen for decades.
连这个交通工具都瘫痪了。And
none of the transportation modes were working.
那我就在那等了好久。So
then I waited for a very long time.
最后呢，感谢主的怜悯啊，就有一个计程车来。
So, and then at the end, thanks to Lord's mercy, a taxi came.
所以我们有四个人啊，不同的方向的四个人呢，一起来分用这个计程车。
So then there were four of us, all going in different directions, who shared this taxi.
这个车呢，就像一个马车一样，从这个机场就开始启程。
And then this car, it was like a carriage, it started at the journey from the airport.
所以我在那个计程车的时候呢，我就没有什么话可讲。
And as I was in a taxi, I didn't have much to say.
我知道神呢是有拦阻。
And I knew that it was an obstacle that the Lord had put up.
觉得有点受宠若惊啊，神竟然用这么大的事情来拦阻我。
And I was surprised and honored at the same time that the Lord used such a great thing, a great matter to stop me.
诗篇39章第9节这样讲。
In Psalm 39, verse 9,
他说,
it says,
因我所遭遇的是出于你，我就默然不语。
In Psalm 39, verse 9, it says, I have become mute, I do not open my mouth, because it is you, Lord, who have done it.
所以神怜悯我呢，那时候呢，到了半夜才到了旅馆。
So with Lord's mercy, I arrived at the hotel at midnight.
原来计划很好啊，早点到，然后吃过晚饭，准备明天的interview。
The original plan was to arrive early and then have dinner and be prepared for the interview tomorrow.
这是神的一个管教。
And that was a discipline from the Lord.
我记得另一次呢，就是到一个地方interview，面试非常顺利。
And the other thing I remember was I went to an interview at some place and it went very smoothly.
那个主管呢就已经当场像是给我了这个工作。
And the supervisor, the manager seemed to have made me an offer on the spot.
过了几天呢，这个工作就给拿去了，没有什么原因。
And then a few days later, for no reason, this job was taken away.
另一次呢，我是到这个康州去面试。
And then there's another time when I went to Connecticut for an interview.
那次呢，我就坐这个特快列车， 都弄好了，特快列车，我就坐到特快列车上。
And at that time, I took an express train.
啊，叹一口气啊，然后列车就出发了。
And I breathed a sigh, and the train started.
啊，这个车一开以后，我就发现了，我忘了一件东西。
And as soon as the train took off, I realized I forgot something.
因为我没有穿西装了，没有带西装。
I didn't bring my suit.
所以我就必须要。这个车因为特快，它要开好长时间才能下去。
Because it was an express train, it took off. It had to go for a very long time before the first stop.
所以我就找到下一站很远的地方，然后下了车，转到另一个方向的车赶回来。
So I had to get off after the first stop, which was very far from the place where I started. Get onto the opposite track and then come back.
然后从那里再开车回去。取这个西装
and then from there to drive home to get my suit.
然后再回来，再要买票，再去再回到那个火车上。
And then I had to go back and purchase another ticket and go back on the train again.
等我这个到了半夜十二点在旅馆的时候呢，我就知道这神是拦阻。
And as I arrived at the hotel at midnight, I realized that the Lord was stopping me.
所以我最近的那段时间也学了一个宝贵的功课。
And at that time, I also learned a very important lesson.
就是我们不能够偏行己意。
And that is, we cannot just do according to how we please.
我们要在大事情上、小事情上都要寻求神带领。
That on big or small matters, we always have to seek the Lord's guidance.
我们要和倾心祷告主的弟兄姊妹常常有交通。
That we should often have fellowship with brothers and sisters who are close to the Lord.
刚才我们弟兄在擘饼的时候提到这个神的慈绳爱索。
During the Lord's table, as our brother had mentioned, that are the loving kindness that the Lord ties us with.
这一段时间我就觉得神给我一个很好的学习，就是来认识神，不放弃我们的爱。
At that time, I thought that the Lord had taught me a very important lesson, which is not to give up on the Lord's love.
他有一个慈绳爱索，常常把我们圈着。
That he has this loving rope that he always chains us with.
他希望我们走在他的正路上。
He wants us to walk on his right, the path.
但是呢，他也允许我们有时候失败的光景，允许我们偏离他一点。
But he allows us to have failures to deviate from his path.
但是他的目的是要让我们能够悔改，及时的归向他。
But the purpose is for us to repent in time to turn back to him.
他的慈绳爱索把我们牵引到正路上。
And his loving rope carries us, brings us back to his path.
从正面上讲，我自己是个人在那段时间是个失败的见证。
On the positive side, I myself was a failed testimony at that time.
在这个以赛亚书第三十章第二十节。
In Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20.
那里面二十和二十一节这里讲。
Verse 20 and 21 says.
主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水。你的教士却不再隐藏，你眼必看见你的教士，你或向左或向右，你必听见后边有声音说，这是正路，要行在其间。
Although the Lord has given you bread of privation and water of oppression, he, your teacher, will no longer hide himself.But your eyes will behold your teacher. Your ears will hear a word behind you. This is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right or to the left.
所以我在第一阶段要经历神的恩典和怜悯。
So the first phase, I experienced the Lord's grace and mercy.
第二阶段主又预备我，让我来认识他，不放弃我们的爱。
And then the Lord in the second phase taught me to not give up on, he does not give up on his love for us.
第三阶段呢，主要是我在这个新泽西和纽约这段时间。
And the third phase was when I was here in New Jersey and New York.
这段时间呢，我总结来说就是要主让我认识和经历他的自己。
And in summary, this phase, the Lord allowed me to know and experience Himself.
我一到这地区的第一个功课, 神就给我的就是, 凡事要祷告向主来仰望。
And the first lesson the Lord gave me when I arrived here is that in all things, to pray and to look to Him.
因为工作的压力和方方面面, 我们工作的弟兄姊妹们每天都应该
And because of the pressure from work and all aspects of work, for those of us who work, every morning we should give our day into the Lord's hand.
要求主呢，让我们的工作成为经历神，成为我们仰望神，成为我们依靠神的一个窗口。
So that our work becomes a window for us to look to the Lord and to rely on to the Lord.
这样呢，我觉得我会重点讲到呢，在去年八月份以后。
And I will emphasize what happened after August of last year.
去年呢，在这个金融海啸当中呢，我就失去了工作。
And last year, I lost my job in the financial tsunami.
主给我的一个经文很清楚的，在这段时间，就是在诗篇的32篇第7节。
And at that time, the Lord clearly gave me a verse, which is in Psalms 32, verse 7.
诗篇的32篇第7节。
Psalms 32, verse 7.
就是我们刚才读的那个经文，你是我藏身之处。 你必保佑我脱离苦难，你得救的乐歌四面环绕我。
And we read this verse before. You are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with songs of deliverance.
这是一个很大的确据，对我来说是很大的确据。
This for me was a great evidence.
因为那时候我们还没有找到工作。
Because at that time I didn't find a job yet.
我们刚失去工作的时候呢，主就用这句话来安慰我。
And as soon as I lost my job, the Lord used this verse to comfort me. Because in this verse, there is a promise.
他说你必保佑我脱离苦难。
Because it says, you preserve me from trouble.
你得救的乐歌四面环绕我。
You surround me with songs of deliverance.
所以那时候我就觉得我这失去工作不是一个简单的失去工作。
So at that time, I thought, me losing my job is not simply losing my job. That this is an opportunity to witness for the Lord.
所以我那个时候呢，主就当然有个歌也是 You are my hiding place.
And there's also a hymn You are my hiding place.
所以那个时候呢，我就常唱那首歌。
And at that time, I often sang that hymn.
我女儿就说了。 爸爸，你为什么经常老唱这个歌？
My daughters asked me, why do you always sing this hymn?
感谢主啊，这是主给我的一个安慰。
So thank the Lord, that is a comfort that He gave me.
再往后一点的时候，大概10月份左右的时间，主又赐给我同时有两处的经文。
And around October, the Lord gave me at the same time two passages from the scripture.
那是在我在灵修亲近主的时候呢，主就把这两个处呢都给了我。
And it was during my quiet time that the Lord gave me these two passages.
那第一处呢是在诗篇16篇第2节。
The first is Psalm 16 verse 2.
他说我的心呢，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
Psalm 16 verse 2 says, I said to the Lord, you are my Lord, I have no good besides you.
另一处呢是在诗篇34篇第7到10节。
The other passage is Psalm 34 verse 7 to 10.
这里讲到耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人四围安营，搭救他们，你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。 耶和华的圣民呐，你们当敬畏他，因敬畏他的一无所缺。少壮狮子还缺食忍饿，但寻求耶和华的，什么好处都不缺。
In Psalm 34, verse 7, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and rescues them. O taste and see what the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. O fear the Lord, you his saints. For to those who fear him, there is no want. The young lion do lack and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good things.
诗篇第16篇是大卫的经诗, 大家都很熟悉。
Psalm 16 is the golden psalm of David. Everyone is very familiar with it.
但是那时候主呢, 就用这几个很熟悉的话来安慰我。
So, but at that time, the Lord used these very familiar verses to comfort me.
他说, 我的好处不在你以外。
It says that I have no good besides you.
所以我那时候呢, 就很得释放。
So at that time, I was very much freed.
因为我想呢, 我们的好处都不在主耶稣基督之外。
Because I thought none of our good are outside of Jesus Christ.
若是我们失业是在主的里面, 那就是我们的好处。
If us losing our job is inside of Jesus Christ, then that is our good.
若是我们有工作在主的以外, 那就不是我们的好处, 是我们的害处。
If we have our job, but it's outside of Jesus Christ, but that is not good for us, it's a bad for us.
若是退休金, 我们的退休金越来越少, 啊, 是在主的里面, 我们没有可惧怕的。
If our retirement fund is inside of Jesus Christ, but it keeps on declining, but then we have nothing to fear for.
但若是我们财富增多, 但是和神没有关系, 那或许是我们的害处。
But if our wealth increases, but it's not connected, it doesn't have anything to do with Jesus Christ, then it is bad for us.
所以我那时候呢, 就经历到主给我的一个, 一个勉励, 就是说在一切的好处,
So at that time, I had an encouragement from the Lord, which is all of our good is inside of Jesus.
但是呢, 主用另一处的经文呢, 告诉我们呢, 是另一个方向, 啊。
But then the Lord used the other passage to tell us something on the other side.
就是说我们在主里面的好处, 啊, 是没有一样好处, 是我们缺乏的。
And that is that the good we have inside of the Lord, we do not lack anything.
就像诗篇23篇讲的耶和华是我的牧者我必不知缺乏
Just as Psalm 23 says The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want
这里呢 34篇 同样的就讲到我们若是在主面前的光景是对的我们一无所缺
And just as it mentions in Psalm 34 that if our state is right before the Lord, then we shall not be in want of anything.
所以我那时候就主就提醒我，我们怕的不是找不到工作。
So at that time, the Lord reminded me, what we are afraid of is not that we cannot find a job.
我们怕的是我们在主面前的光景不对。
But what we should be afraid of is that our state before the Lord is not right.
怕的是像我在第二个阶段的有时候的光景啊，是偏行己意的。
What we should be afraid of is like my state in the second phase where I did according to my own will.
就刚才我们读到的说，因敬畏他的一无所缺。
Because those who fear him shall lack for nothing.
第十节说，但寻求耶和华的，什么好处都不缺。
But then in verse 10 it says, But they who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing.
所以神的话是有条件的。
So therefore, the words of the Lord has a requirement.
所以那时候呢, 主就让我定下一个心志, 要做一个敬畏耶和华, 寻求他的人。
So at that time, the Lord allowed me to have this determination to be a godly person who seeks his will.
所以呢, 感谢主啊, 这段时间呢, 主有丰盛的供应。
So thank the Lord that during this time he had abundant provision.
那有一首歌呢, 主就那个时候呢, 一直在我心中的, 就是168首, 啊, 我们这个, 这,
and at that time the Lord had given me this hymn 168.
那天呢, 我在唱的时候呢, 刚才那两处经节呢, 就出现在第一节中。
And when I was singing this hymn, the two verses that we just read, they appeared in this hymn.
他这里讲到第一节说耶稣我爱这名耶稣我主
It says Jesus thy name I love Jesus my Lord
耶稣远超万名耶稣我主
All other names above Jesus my Lord
主你做我一切
It says thou art all to me
你外我无基业
Nothing to please I seek
有你我无所缺
Nothing apart from thee
耶稣我主
Jesus my Lord.
所以那时候呢，就主就让我真实知道啊，我们在我们的好处不在主以外， 在主的好处里我们一样也不缺。
And at that time, the Lord reminded me that our good is not outside of the Lord, and with the Lord, we lack nothing.
那个时候呢，我记得，我有机会到马里兰那边呢，和弟兄姊妹有些的见证的机会。
I remember at that time I had an opportunity to testify with brothers and sisters in Maryland.
在我没有找到工作之前呢，我就把我在工作上的寻求呢，给弟兄姊妹讲到我自己的经历。
And before I found my job, I shared with them the experiences and the things I learned at work.
那次呢，应该是和朱弟兄一起，我就在那边呢有主日的播饼。
And at that time, I went with Brother Freedom Chu, and at the Lord's table there.
那个我那时候呢，记得是点了这首168首。
I remember I called for this hymn 168.
那个时候呢，点了以后呢，这个神的爱就充满了我。
And after I called for this hymn, the love of God filled me.
那我想祷告呢，就没有办法祷告下去。
And I wanted to pray, but I couldn't continue to pray.
那我就那个时候呢，就是，主就让我看到他是何等的爱我们。And
at that time, the Lord showed me how He loves us.
他爱我们是这样的大，我们没有办法，没有理由来怀疑他的爱。
So great is His love for us that we have no reason to doubt it.
我们没有理由来埋怨神任何在我们身上的一切的带领和环境。
We have no reason to complain about any of His guidance or the circumstances that He's put around us.
所以那时候罗马书第八章32节呢，就进到我的心中。
And then at that time, Romans chapter 8 verse 32 came into my heart.
神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们？
It says, He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him over for us all, how will He not also with Him freely give us all things?
所以我那时候就觉得，当我们对主的爱越是认识的时候，
So I felt at that time that the more we know about God's love,
那我们就越能够在这一切的环境中被释放出来。
And then we can be freed from all circumstances.
我们就相信，我们就怀着一个敬畏和寻求的心，相信神给我们预备的一切都是最好。
Then with a godly and a seeking heart, then we believe that all that He has prepared for us are the best.
所以经过那次呢，我回来以后，我的祷告就不太一样了。
So after that experience, my prayer after I came back was a little different.
所以我以前祷告呢，和我姊妹祷告，每一次的面试都很具体啊。
So when I pray with my wife, what we pray about, we are very detailed.
我这次我回来后，我就经常祷告，我就说，主你是爱我的。
And when after I came back this time, my prayer was, Lord, you love me.
主你是全能的神。
And Lord, you are omnipotent.
照着你的纯全、善良、可喜悦的旨意，来成就。
Lord, do according to your good and acceptable and perfect will.
阿门。
And I said, Amen.
就好了，我们就非常安息哈，以后的事情就主就一定会带领。
And we were very much at peace, believing that the Lord will guide us in the future.
我这段时间真是感谢主哈，虽然这个事情啊，不见得是一个多么大的苦难。
And I very much thank the Lord because even though during this time it wasn't a great difficulty.
但是呢，主借着这件事情呢，让我个人来经历神他的永远的爱，他舍命的大爱。
But through this, the Lord allowed me to experience His great love, His sacrificing love.
那另一方面呢，有一个非常美好的这样的一个感谢主给我的一个机会。
And I thank the Lord that on the other hand, He gave me this beautiful experience, this beautiful chance.
然后我可以和弟兄姊妹在一起有交通。
That I can have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
那主就借着弟兄姊妹来扶持我。
And the Lord used brothers and sisters to support me.
来鼓励我。
To encourage me.
在爱心中呢，来真实扶持我。
And in their love to support me.
在祷告上来纪念我。
And to remember me in their prayers.
我记得常常有弟兄姊妹为我的一些的事情来献上祷告。
And I remember brothers and sisters often offer their prayers for things that I needed.
我当初的时候呢，似乎起初的时候呢，有到中国和英国伦敦。 还有休斯顿德克萨斯那边的可能的机会。
I remember at the beginning I had opportunity to go to China or London or Houston in Texas.
但是呢，和清心祷告主的弟兄姊妹交通，然后在祷告中寻求的时候呢，主就把门都关死。
But as I prayed and seeked the will of the Lord with those who are also close to Him through their prayers, the Lord closed those doors.
最后主把最适合我在这边聚会的一个工作赐给我。
And then in the end, the Lord gave me this job that is most appropriate for my meeting here.
他的时间呢是恰到好处。
And his timing was perfect.
我这个我们家里的这保险和一些的福利呢。我们前一个公司可以管到我年底。
Because some of the benefits for my family, the insurance for my family, the previous company was going to take care of that until the end of last year.
我只要一月初开始工作就好。
I needed to start working again in the beginning of January.
那个时候呢，我想我的公司可能需要我十二月中或者下旬就要工作。
And at that time, I thought perhaps my company needed me to start working at the middle of December or the end of December.
但是呢，主很奇妙，他让这个公司呢，让我一月初开始工作。
But very amazingly, the Lord allowed this new job to start in January.
那神就安排让我们家里有三周的时间可以回去探亲。
And the Lord arranged so that we have this 3 weeks where we can go back to visit relatives.
那主有一个美意。
And the Lord had a beautiful will.
就是在我岳父去世之前，让我们可以回去和他有美好的交通啊，有一段的时间。
And that was that before my father-in-law passed away, the Lord allowed us to go back to have this wonderful fellowship with him.
时间上呢是一天都不耽延。
And the timing, we did not miss it by a day.
我觉得在特别是在弟兄姊妹当中呢，我就自己呢就经历了教会祷告的这样的权柄。
And I experienced the authority of the church's prayer.
就是在我们基督徒的字典中没有偶然一词。
And that is that in a Christian's dictionary, there is no such thing as a coincidence.
神定义的事情，若是我们有一个寻求他的心，神的旨意必定成就。
What the Lord has determined, if we have a heart that seeks after Him, it will be fulfilled.
所以在这个哈巴谷书啊，有一段非常美的诗歌。
In the book of Habakkuk, there is this psalm that is beautiful.
我想弟兄姊妹在这个经济大萧条和艰难的时期，这三节经文非常宝贵。
I think during this time of great recession, these three verses are very important.
我们可以大家一起来读一下哈巴谷书第三章十七到十九节。
The book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 17 through 19.
虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快入母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。感谢主啊！这就是讲到我们若是对神有一个真正的认识。
This says that if we truly know the Lord，
我们真是知道他对我们的大爱。
And then we know His great love for us.
我们就只可以在一切的环境中顺服下来。
Then we can be obedient in all circumstances.
最后呢，我用这个几节的经文来做结束。
And I want to close with a few passages from the scripture.
这几节经文呢，是我工作一月份工作以后呢，主特别的对我的一些提醒。
And these verses are reminders the Lord has especially given me since I started working again in January.
那第一处呢是在提摩太前书二章一到四节。
The first is 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1 through 4.
我给大家读读好。
And I will read it to you.
我劝你第一要为万人恳求祷告，代求祝谢，为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔端正，平安无事的度日，这是好的，在神我们救主面前可能悦纳，他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
First of all, then I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the faith, of the truth.
经过这多年主在我身上的让我学的功课,
through these many years of experiences and lessons that God let me learn,
我现在实在是宝贵呢, 在这节经文所讲的, 我们若是能够敬虔端正, 平安无事的度日, 这是实在是神的一个祝福。
That I truly understand that if we can lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity, that is a true blessing.
不错，神会借着一些的环境来熬炼我们，来改变我们。
True, the Lord will use some circumstances to change us and to test us.
但是呢，若是我们能够进到一个与主交通，常常能够来敬虔端正、平安无事的这样的来度日的话。
But if we can lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity, that is also truly good.
提摩太前书也讲到，说是我们应该说有敬虔加上知足的心，便是大力了。And
in 1 Timothy, it also talks about how we have a godly and if we have a godly heart, that is good.
我们只要有衣有食，就当知足。
That with food and clothes we should be satisfied.
所以这是我觉得这是我们在主面前应该学习的一个心态。
I think that is an attitude that we should learn to have before the Lord.
这样使得我们能有更多的精力和弟兄姊妹一起的来追求主，一起的来认识主。
So that we have more experiences with brothers and sisters to pursue the Lord and to experience the Lord.
把我们有限的时间呢，更多的用在来认识主，来亲近主上。
So that our limited time can be spent on being closer to the Lord.
另一处在以赛亚书30章第15和第18节。
And the second is Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15 and 18.
这里讲到主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说，你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳。
Verse 15, it says, For thou the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, has said, In repentance and rest you will be saved. In quietness and trust is your strength.
18节说，耶和华必然等候，要施恩给你们，必然兴起，好怜悯你们，因为耶和华是公平的神，凡等候他的都是有福的。
Chapter 30, verse 18. Therefore, the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore he waits on high to have compassion on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. How blessed are all those who long for him.
我想在我们当中也有弟兄姊妹呢，现在仍然在寻找工作。
I believe there are brothers and sisters among us who are still looking for a job.
这是实在是主给我们弟兄姊妹一同经历他信实引导的这个机会。
This is truly an opportunity that the Lord has given us for brothers and sisters together to experience His faithfulness.
凡等候他的都是有福的。
All those who wait for Him are blessed.
这是我们宝贵的，我们一同来主面前，来一同经历神的一个美好的机会。
This is a precious opportunity for us to together experience the Lord before Him.
我们应该敬畏神，应该寻求他，并且来顺服他在一切事情上的安排。
We should be godly towards our Lord and to seek after Him on all things.
大体分享到这儿，那么有一首诗歌呢，是我最近特别放在我的心中。
Because of time, we'll stop our sharing now, but there's a hymn that the Lord has recently placed in my heart.
我们可不可以来唱一下诗歌333首？
Let us sing hymn 333.
我们弟兄呢，给我们做个结束祷告。
And we ask our brother to lead us in the prayer.
我们唱完诗歌呢，我们弟兄帮我们做个结束祷告。
And after we sing the hymn, our brother will lead us in a prayer.
主耶稣啊，我们要感谢你，主要是在我们每天的路，主要都满了你的旨意，主要是你的恩典引导我们走前面的路，主要为着你在我们弟兄啊在工作上你所给他的引导，我们心上感谢。主要也为着那些还在工作中经历你自己在历练当中的，主要我们也交在你的手中。主要我们是在相信你是爱我们的那位主，我们每一个得救的人都是你眼中的同人，主要是在愿意你自己的恩典和慈爱，主要供应我们每一位，主要愿我们或左或右都走在这条路上。我们谢谢主，祷告奉主的阿门。